what I would like for you to do is just state your name.
I'm Albert Howard.
And your age?
I'm 57.
Your title?
Probate judge of Russell County, and on the night of the assassination of Albert Patterson, I was attending Central High School with his young son, and we were both in a play that night that he was assassinated. And after the play was over, several people came and got Jack, the son, and then we were all informed at that point, as Jack was taken away, that his father had been murdered. So that was my association with the assassination.
Did you know Mr. Pence?
No, we did not know. Don't know to this day.
No one.
Now, Albert Fuller was convicted of it, but I don't know whether he actually did it or not. They attempted to convict
since that time, what did he know that may have surrounded the Patterson assassination? What have you heard as folklore, beliefs, true stories?
Well, I had a good friendship that I developed with the other person who was tried for that, Arch Farrell, who was the county solicitor at the time. He was acquitted. I don't believe that he shot him, and I don't think that they found the correct person, but nevertheless, one they convicted is now dead.
He died in prison?
No, he served, I don't know how many years, and died after he got out, is my understanding. And Chris, Albert Patterson's oldest son, John Patterson, went on to be Attorney General himself and then Governor, and is now one of the judges of the Court of Criminal Appeals.
No, sir. Pink City was known to be one of the corruptest cities in the South.
Well, it got a lot of publicity, yeah.
They made a story of it, the Pink City story.
That's correct.
Surrounding Mr. Patterson, right?
Well, I haven't seen the movie, so I couldn't tell you.
So it was believed the King City was a corrupt city?
Well, yeah, that's why they brought in the National Guard for 6 months and martial law.
Because
to clean up the city and make sure the full investigation was done and all of that sort of thing.
But now the city has risen from those days of corruption and doing better, right?
Well, yes, I think that's correct statement. We're a much cleaner city and much less corrupt than we were in those days.
No days, but what time? What year?
That was he was assassinated, I believe, in 1953.
Well,
may have been 54. Maybe it was 54. And so.
All right.
Hello?
It's not wrong.
Okay.
Mr. Kersey Penn.
Kenny.
K-I-N-N-E-Y. And your age?
78.
And you've lived in Phoenix City most of your life?
All but 3 years Army and 3 years I lived in South Georgia. I've lived here about 72 years.
All right. What can you tell me concerning your knowledge of the Patterson assassination?
I served on that grand jury to investigate that, and I'd rather not talk about it because I served on that jury. A blue ribbon jury, they called it. I'm not really not going into details of what I heard in the grand jury.
But did someone get convicted?
Yes, they returned a trivial against Albert Fuller in Sykes. Albert Fuller. Not that his first name. He was an official over in Montgomery. His name was Sykes, I believe. I got this information at home, but it's been a long time. 54.
No problem.
54, 64, 74, 84, 94. That's been 42 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Was Phoenix City, what was Phoenix City like?
It was wide open, but it had a lot of Arkansas trying to preach down here, and a lot of gambling going on, and other things in Pink City. But most people didn't go around those places. I didn't know how bad it was myself, because I worked in Plymouth, and I lived outside of Pink City, and I was out there, so I didn't ever go down there.
Where did you work?
Working in the Stoker Manufacturing Company.
Okay. My father did.
Yeah,
too.
I worked there a long time. I worked there. Then I went to Army, 3.5 years, come back. Went into the furniture business, stayed in the furniture business 35 years, and retired 12 years ago.
How did the Phoenix City Story hit the cities?
I saw the Phoenix City Story, the movie. It was exaggerated some, but some of it was true. I saw them make some of that movie myself while they were making the movie.
You just mentioned you passed by where Patterson was killed.
That's
and you
right.
Walked into the library.
My father shot down there. My car is parked in 10 feet where he was shot right now.
Do you know anything about the shooting?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any witnesses of the other time, you know, that actually saw the shooting. It was at night. It was late. I guess it was probably 6:30, 7 o'clock when he shot. I made it later than that. It was at night, if I remember correctly, when he was shot. I don't know too much about it, though. It's been a long time ago. But Patterson was a citizen of all Phoenix City, and his son was too. They both went to church right there. Went to Phoenix Methodist Church right there. Both of them were there. And I knew John real well.
Yeah. Mr. Howard says some of his sons are still around.
Mine's is a judge in Montgomery, and his other son, I don't know where he is. I knew them both. I knew his wife. She was a nice lady, too. But Patterson served in World War II. He was crippled then. He got wounded in World War I, brother, and he walked with a limp. But everybody liked him. He was a good man. He was a lawyer, a good lawyer. And he was a special friend of my father's.
He's a personal friend of your father's?
He was a special friend of my father's. His name was Alvin Kinney.
Okay.
My father's name was Alvin Kinney. He was a personal friend of his.
Without going into any details, your memories of Mr. Patterson, were they fond memories?
Yeah, good memories. He was a fine man. Real good man. Yeah. Sure. Well, you're a sophomore over there?
I'm a senior.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a senior.
I am now going to interview my father, Mr. Roy Parker. He's 85 years old. He's lived in Phoenix City most of his life. He knows of the situation or the circumstances surrounding the death or the assassination of the then Lieutenant Governor Albert Patterson. The following will be excerpts from our conversation, inquiring as into my father's knowledge of Mr. Patterson's death.
Yes, I have said I'm entirely open to everything that man. Mm-hmm. Patterson died in 50, somewhere around 53, 54, somewhere around
right.
I believe. So from 57 to 96, my God, that's,
yeah.
That's 47 years. That's near 50 years itself.
Yeah.
And I knew Patterson before then. In fact, I learned Patterson in 39. That's when I moved to Phoenix City. I learned of him then. He was a lawyer here in Phoenix City. That's why I learned him. And a friend of mine used to work with him. A girl named John May Walden. And
how was Phoenix City then?
Phoenix City was a rough city, I mean, before it got to be the Sin City. When the man they had a few people running, that's where even Patterson got killed. They had a few people from Davis's and it's been so long I can't hardly call them now, the Davis's, the Godwins, I can't call them now, but they were running things, see, they never
these were families?
No, they weren't families, they were people, just gangsters. running the city, man. I don't know if you heard talk about the bug houses and the slot machines and all that. They're just running things.
Prostitution?
Yeah, prostitution. Yeah.
Well, what was happening down on 14th Street?
What happened, Patterson run
Lieutenant
for the Attorney General of the state of Alabama with the promises that he was going to clean up Phoenix City. And you see, those gangsters, they didn't want him to clean up Phoenix City. They wanted to, you know, hold on to it. But after he won the nomination, they saw he was going to do it, then they killed him. And after the killing, then the governor sent the National Guard in here to clean it up. The National Guard came up in the city. Well,
how did you know? Did you know him, Mr. Patterson?
Yeah, I knew him.
Well, what you knew? What people
said? Well, I never had any dealing with him. You know, I was like a lawyer. I knew him because he was a lawyer here. And, you know, I know him used to, you know, fight people's cases and things like that. So after they killed him, then his son got the job. John Carson. And John Carson kept his... Who come out? Did the governor come out? Who was the governor then? After the governor come out, then John Carson ran for governor, and his son was a governor for one time. Well, John, he over there in Montgomery somewhere now. I don't know where. Well, he wasn't worth a dime. Along the time when I got a very poor remembrance of time, you know what I say.
What kind of work you did then?
Who me? I was a textile worker. I worked at Muskogee at that time, which changed into Hilton. Yeah. I worked there 29 years and 7 months. So, now things would be kind of rough around here. They put you in jail for nothing. The gangsters, that's it. It completely took over the town. The local law was supposed to have been the law. They didn't have no more authority than I did.
So, it's outside
of Phoenix? Oh, yeah. Huh? They lived there in Phoenix City. They just took over Phoenix City, you know. They just got... That's like gangsters in any other place, you know.
Did they have money?
Oh, yeah, they sure they had money. That's what they were doing, making money. And they owned everything. That's another thing around here. See, everything they wanted, they took it or bought it, you know, and they owned everything. So they didn't only kill Tom, they killed a lot of people, too. And believe in me, they had someone else who killed one of those.
Black people?
Yeah. They had that too. If I were in their boat, I'd kill you just like I killed a rattlesnake. That's where they had them. I mean, that's where they had the town, like that.
Both black and white?
Both black and white. Well, a lot of times, both bands, they offered them the soldiers from coming to Alabama. Soldiers couldn't come to Alabama. It's so rough over there.
Well, how did you live in that time? How did it not affect you?
Get up in the morning, go to work, come back, you know, get on work, come back home, and stay in the house. Yeah, I didn't say that, but it was nearly back to that. Now, they wouldn't bother you on the street if you were, you know, you wouldn't bother, but... If you got in their way, they were going to get you out of it. That's the way it was. It's like Patterson. He got in that way because he run for the Attorney General job. And he was intending to try to get rid of them. So they rather than let him get rid of them, they get rid of him. That's the way it was.
Was there a lot of secrecy around that?
None but secrecy. Most among that crowd. Yeah. And they had what they call a bug house. That was people riding the bug. I mean, you've seen, you know, riding the bug. People slip around now sometimes, like it. But they had regular bug houses with
people in debt, and it's just like a schoolhouse there, about where people going there riding the bug. And you wrote the bug for them, you can make a lot of money. It's your percentage, you know, you got a percentage out of how much you wrote. And if you wrote bug, you can make a lot of money, regardless of whether you're black or white. Though most people writing it was black. But they could make a lot of money riding the bug, because I've seen men and women too get off and go to work, get their money and go by the bug house and ride up there with a gun and get in the bug or something, catch the bug.
That is writing numbers.
That is writing numbers.
They're just like numbers out of the paper.
Yeah. It was a three number. That's like says 5, 6, 8. And a three number was a bug. Then you could box it. We call it boxes, you know. When you box it, you could write the bug for one penny. Or a single number, 5, 6, 8. But if you wanted to box it, it was 6 cents, I think it was. But any way it fell, if you box it, because any way it fell, 5, 6, 8, 8, 6, 5, any way it fell, if them three numbers in it, you won. It was a deal, man.
Was it a good time too?
Well, some people though that you know would win, and some people, you know, every once in a while it's just like winning the lottery now. Some, you know, the people that win they do all right, but them that don't win they suffer, you know.
But the whole atmosphere in Phoenix City.
Oh yeah, everybody wrote the book. Well, it always had. And the Christian stuff, the churches and things, you know. You know, when anything comes up, just like the lottery now, the lottery. There's a mighty few people that don't write the lottery, you know that. If you don't believe, you go across that road over there in the morning, right across the road there, and see them folks over there in the service station there writing the lottery. Church people and everybody else, they don't make no difference. They don't write the lottery.
Patterson, his outward appearance, he was a good man outwardly?
He was pretty good.
But later on, the House of Orange would convert to Calvinist Protestantism. But William the Silent was a Roman Catholic.
As far as black people is concerned, how do black people deal with the gangsters and the situation and the atmosphere?
Now, it wasn't as tough with black people as it was the white people, simply because black people didn't try to operate the bug, you know, these things. It baited the white people. You know how white people. If one go out there and build a house and started doing something, the next one want to do the same thing, you know, because he done doing all right, I want to do it myself. But black people not like that about what I'm saying later. Black people, none of them never tried to set up a bug house or something like that, you know. He just went to that white man's bug house and wrote the bug and went on about his business. Therefore, he didn't have as tough a time. Didn't stand and didn't kill quite as quick as a white man. Number one, he didn't get enough money to get killed about. That's another thing.
But they knew of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but black man, the only way he most would get killed or get run out of town is most black people, one did the writing of the book for him. They did it for that percentage they was getting out. So, if you was a field writer, those are the ones that taught the devil most, because the one that wrote in-house. See, every evening when he get through, he checked up, and but the field writer, he out there, you know, all out in the field, he may not report to him on a weekend or something like that. So they called it Western the one that wrote in house simply because 9 times out of 10 he done went out there and wrote the book and he done messed up some of the money before he get
to the altar on the weekend. Then when he get on there, he got to get an encounter. And a lot of them really messed up so much that they'd be scared to go down there to report. He just take on all the stars there.
If you got in trouble during these times, what was the penalty for punishment usually for black people?
If you got in trouble doing what they wanted you to do, you weren't in no trouble. They were gonna get you out of it. But if you got in trouble doing what they didn't want you to do, you better get out of here as fast and far as you can get. You know what I'm talking about? Don't something gonna happen to you. That's just the way it was.
What the police were like.
Well, they got the police bought in. The police gonna do what they tell them, just like anyway. Police is his hired hand.
What about the judges?
It's his hired hand.
It went all the way through government?
The racketeer run the whole thing in Phoenix City. The racketeer. That's why the governor had to send this National Guard in here to take over. See, the sheriff, the judge, and all, they were nothing but puppets under the mafia, you know. What are Jimmy Mitchell and Horace Shepherd and Jimmy Matthew and all of what them guys told the sheriff to do, he was going to do it. What they told the judge to do, he was going to do it. They bought in. That's the way things really were.
So Patterson was an honest man.
That's a few on Patterson and there was another man, what's his name, he had a driver's school. They had to beat him to death. He finally went to Columbus. Bentley, that's what it was. Zach Bentley. There were a few honest people, you know, but three or four honest people can't do nothing with a whole town of crooks. You know what I'm talking about? One honest person can't do nothing with a house full of a family of crooks. You just can't do it. So that's the way it was.
Did everybody know Patterson was fighting a losing battle?
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't fight it. He won. He won the
Attorney General.
Attorney General said, well, he won that. But before he could take office, they killed him. See, they knew if he take office, what he was going to do. So they killed him. That's why they killed him.
Well, you remember after they killed him, how Phoenix City reacted?
Yeah, I remember. They killed him. I don't know just how many days, but as soon as they killed him, the governor sent the National Guard in here to take over Phoenix City. That took over the officers, the jury, the sheriff, everything. The National Guard took over everything. That put out all the judges, all the sheriffs, the state solicitors, county solicitors, and everything. They were out of job. The National Guard had it.
What was that like?
I'm more like the MP in the Army. So the National Guard is a soldier, you know. Just like the MPs in the Army. You got arrested, the National Guard arrested. Now they could arrest you and put you in jail. Like, but the sheriff thing, they were out of job. They couldn't do it.
What happened to them? The sheriff and all.
They're out of job. They go find them a job somewhere. The governor sent the National Guard in here. I knew we was getting the general that was over me. I didn't know his name, but they called him Craig Hanna.
Yeah, that was a general at Fort Benning.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the general at Fort Benning. I believe he was from McClellan up there. I believe he was from up in Nottoway. Mm-hmm. But he was over the National Guard in Alabama, Craig Hanna. And he was the one brought the National Guard in here and straightened it up. He threw away more slot machines and things like that, and they wouldn't let them take the money. I'm going to throw them tamper with the money in them and everything. All of them, he caught with money in them, he didn't let them take it out. Throw them up and buried them there.
You got an estimate of how long that took for them to clean up?
It didn't take them so long.
Well, as soon as they come in there, they went to emptying everything, hauling them off and taking axes and sledgehammering everything and busting them all to pieces and tearing them up. They didn't have nobody to stop them. They had a whole, I reckon, regiment of soldiers, you know. Yeah, we took them to them. But the National Guard stayed there for a good while. They stayed there until after they got it cleaned up, and then they appointed a man for a sheriff and appointed some more people. That was appointed. And they had to wait until after they had an election. Yeah. It was pretty rough around here.
If someone were to come to the South at that time, from the North, would they be surprised to see how King City was?
If you just come here, okay, that's like if you lost and you come here visiting me, you might not saw so much, you know what I'm saying? They didn't bother the black people so much. Unless you mess with some of their money, and you know, simply because they didn't have no need. The black person didn't have nothing he wanted. You know what I'm talking about? If he ain't got nothing the person wanted, you just go along. If you was a robber, you see a man out there, you don't think got nothing. You say, well, I ain't no nigga fooling him. He ain't got nothing. that's kind of way it was. So if you would come here, if you ain't bothering, ain't you know, ain't messing, it wouldn't But the racketeer, don't drive on everything around here. And that they've been on, they use it like they want, so if they come in on something you had and wanted to mess with it, they could do it. And sheriff, you ain't need going to no sheriff, you know. No lawyer talking about getting them to help because they didn't know, they weren't going to do it. So that's just the way it was.
Were there money to be made in Phoenix City?
Oh, yeah, they made, you know, a lot of money was around in Phoenix City. That's like the other night. You know, Phoenix City don't have, well, not quite as much now, because Phoenix City got less than all the industry. But, you know, people working people now, but they didn't have too many then. But everybody in Phoenix City was working, you know, mostly had jobs and working. And they had a little money, but they was. As soon as they crossed this end of the bridge, they're about to find something to get rid of it on. Some of them slot machines, lightning bugs, doing something. And they were doing it, don't forget that. I seen men get paid off, and over that, right where I was working there, get paid off, and then get a big pull in that bridge down there before he'd be dead broke again. I seen that with family. That's the truth. Get paid off at the mill and cross that river right down there where you cross. Oh, you might have come across the low bridge. The bridge right there where he left his picture.
14th Street Bridge?
No, 13th Street. I mean, the
down on Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham Bridge. That's where we're most of it. Well, some of it at the end of 14, but the most of it at the end of Dillingham on this side. Come across there and leave the shit right there.
Why could he do that? Why? How come slot machines and all that could be in Phoenix City?
Hey, see, Georgia, no, they didn't allow them in Georgia. They had been in Georgia once, but they got them out of Georgia. But Alabama was open. But it's just like now, you know, Georgia got a lottery. Alabama don't have no lottery. Now, Alabama got dog races. Georgia don't have dog races. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. Some states, what this state has, this one don't have. That's the way it is.
You didn't have to walk around in fear, though, did you?
Oh, no, you didn't have to walk around in fear, no. Not unless you owe some of them or something. You owe some of them, you're going to get his money or get you. But you didn't have to do that. It was, you know, let me tell you something. If a guy come in here right now, a crook, who want to do something wrong, he'll find plenty of people to help him do wrong before he'll find one that'll tell him, don't do it.
so it was somewhat welcome, right?
That's right. And you'll find plenty of people that will help go with him and help him do it before you'll find one that said, don't you do that. Or one that tell him, I ain't going to do it. Before I tell him, I ain't going to do it, I say, well, wait a minute, let me think about it. I just ain't going to say, well, I ain't going to do it. I mean, that's the average, the average person is.
You ever go down?
I ain't never gone in my life. That's one thing I'm never, I ain't never lost a nickel in my life, damn. Sure haven't. I did a whole lot of things, but that's one thing I never, I ain't never lost a nickel in my life, damn. When I was young, before I even knew what gambling was, I used to hear people talking about gambling. I didn't know what it was. I was afraid of it. I heard my mother and people used to say, you know, gambling was bad, you get killed gambling and all like that. I never knew what gambling was until I was gone. But after I saw it, I can't see the city, man. I never could see it. How in the world a man can go out and wreck like a dog to make $10. Then come back there and throw it down. I can't see that. I can't see that. I just can't see that. When I get my hand on some money, I done won. Ain't nobody gonna roll no dice and get my money. Not like that. It's too hard to get. I ain't never winning or losing that nickel, John. I've been with a lot of people that we be going somewhere and they trying to stop the gambling. I said, I'll see y'all later. I'm going. I'll stop the gambling. Now, I don't say I didn't do anything wrong. I ain't trying to say that. But I just didn't gamble.
And in them days, it wasn't good to gamble, right?
Unless you gamble with some of your buddies out there. I mean, sometimes it's true. Oh, we had a fellow working with us once named Joe. And he was out in the country out there, a little gambling out there, and someone killed him. But gambling is a dangerous thing. I wasn't able to saw me a one. Old man from Social Circle, Georgia. He was running and saw me, and there's some men he brought from out there that went with him, go around with him and saw me. They went around by home. And during the winter time, I went to work with him. Needed the job, needed the money, he wasn't paying me. But he was paying his men a little bit more than he was paying us, where, you know, where they picked up on the side, they had to have. And he was saving some money out of every week waiting for him, Christmas. And they went up there at Christmas and paid them off and gave them all their back time when they had to save it. They were going to Social Circle. There was one man that we used to call him Butt. He had a family. So he didn't got his money, got his money he didn't save. So he and this shit go on to his family for Christmas. There was another guy that ain't had nobody but himself. They got the gambling there. The man brought one load of town and had to go back to pick up the next load. While he brought this load of town and catch the bus, he had to go back to pick up the load. They started gambling. And when he got back there, that guy would lose every time he had it. Going home for Christmas with a family. Been worked all the year and ain't got a dime. The little boy was one of the money named Max Ruff got up, he was down on his knees down there, said, I ain't, that's my leg. Max Ruff got up and dropped $2 down there by him. So put that in the park to keep the belt, keep the paints off it. I'll pay your way home. Now, what do I need for somebody to pay my way home to with a family and they ain't got a dime? I couldn't see that. I couldn't see it.
I could feel it. I think I love to eat some real food when I get in my mouth. But I love to eat.
Well, do you know, have any idea why, who shot Patterson?
Oh, yeah, they, the deputy sheriff, that's who, well, he always said he didn't do it, but that's who they, held for it. They sent him to prison. And he finally got out, but he couldn't come back to Kansas City. His name is Albert Fuller. He was the chief deputy. And he was the one did it. And they sent him off to the penitentiary, and he got out. They wouldn't let him come back. He couldn't come back to Kansas City. He had to send him off with him. Recommendation that he never put Phoenix City again. So he died in Mobile. Albert Fuller.
How do you know their names and all that? From the paper?
I knew all of them at that time. I was kind of young to keep saying in my head. I knew every one of them. Every chef and everything else. I knew them all then. At that time, the sheriff was Ralph Matthews, Albert Fuller was the chief deputy, J.D. Harris was the deputy, Newt Wright was the deputy, and this one was another one. Who was his name? I knew them all. At that time. But see, it's been so long, I can't, you know, I forget some of them. I know them all.
You don't forget if you can call their name, I ever pull them.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah, I know them. Hey, see, I wasn't nothing like a boy then, I was stupid. Oh, well, then I'm 50s, in the 50s.
He's in the 40s.
Yeah, last of the 40s and 50s, yeah. Yeah, that's like 40s, that's like older. Well, in, I think, in 46, I think. Yeah, that's in the early 50s.
What kind of rumors you heard about Patterson?
Well, I didn't hear any kind of rumors too much about him. No more than I knew about him. I know he was a pretty good lawyer, and he used to help a whole lot of people out. You know how he wasn't that one of these high-priced lawyers, like you say, those lawyers that was fighting for O.J. But that's a good country lawyer, that if you got in trouble about, I said if you got caught driving a car drunk or, you know, doing these little things, he gets you out. Yeah. And he was pretty good about it. And he wasn't a mean man. I don't say he was loved the black folk, but, you know, he would help them out, you know, like that. So this same girl I was talking about worked for him, Johnny Mays. He built her a house, a brick house. She's about the place and had a brick house on him. He built her a house. What happened, she was living with her daddy. And he wasn't much good. Johnny, you name Johnny. They got to put our door in the house and build her a house. There were a lot of them then. Crackers then was much different from the way they are now. Believe it or not, they changed. You think we changed? They changed more than we ever thought about changing. They used to, you know. They were, I've seen times like you go to a cafe and stuff. They just die and go to. That's like they're going to hell. Wasn't for you to be in there. or you go to a store and you want to buy something, as long as another cracker's in there, you stand there waiting for a clerk to wait on you. Now you can't pick, they don't give you time to even find out what you want before they all over. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, how did the news of Patterson's death affect?
The news just about as excited from the city just about as much as Kennedy news excited in the United States. It was just about that much excitement. He just wasn't as bold as old. Kennedy was all over the United States. Patterson was there. In Philly City, everybody was struck. Yeah, it really. That was about one of the most dramatic things happened in Philly City since I've been here. It's a nice Patterson right there.
Did people see him get killed, or somebody found him?
No, what happened, didn't nobody, I think one or two people saw it, but here's what happened. You say you've been there to see him right where he got killed. When he come downstairs to the street, he had to turn and go right around the side of the building to the car. When he come downstairs to the street and turn, and he went back to get in his car, that's where he killed him, man. I'm talking about that side of the building. That's where he killed him, man. So some people were close around, and they were close enough to know who was there. They could see, you know, that really good thing. So that quick and that close proximity, they couldn't kill him and get out of the way and leave him there for somebody to see it. And that's what it was. So they know who killed him right now. But he just couldn't get up enough of an excuse to, you know, to try to say why he killed him. But he killed him because he won that nomination at Attorney General for the state of Alabama. See, if he had got to be that Attorney General, he was going to prosecute all them, racketeers and things. So rather than cut this good thing out, he was just letting him, that would happen.
You know how long time for that? How long for that?
I don't forgot how long time for it. But he did have to go. A lot of them went off. There was a guy named Cooks went off. There's a lot of them went off many times. I remember when Cooks, Fuller got out, they wouldn't let him come back to Alabama. He died in Mobile.
Patterson's son.
Yeah. He was governor of Alabama for one.
You knew him or you knew of him?
I knew him. I had no dealing with the man. But I knew him. I knew him when I saw him. Really, he was kind of a little short guy named John Patterson.
What was Patterson, or Albert Patterson? Well, how was he built?
He was kind of tall. Yeah, he was. Albert Patterson kind of tall, slim, boy. He was. John was, his son was shorter. He might have been a little shorter. Yeah, he served a term in. And Alabama's governor was John Patterson. He was down around Montgomery somewhere else.
I talked with Mr. Albert Howard, the probate judge.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was with Patterson's son the night he was killed.
Yeah.
I also talked with a Mr. Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah, he's about 85 years old. I met him in the library.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, he took me to show me where Mr. Patterson was killed.
Yeah.
He served on the grand jury.
Yeah.
For, that was indicted.
Fuller. Mm-hmm.
And he said he couldn't tell me everything about the case. I guess there's still some things
people
don't talk about.
Yeah. They see all them people, mostly got some family people around and things like that, and you know, they don't want to indulge in the thing they knew about and things like that, yeah.
It was that widespread, bro?
Huh?
It was that widespread that people start covering up the trail and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, good, long much, yeah. People didn't go out talking everything they knew about all that. And a whole lot of them gangs, they had to put them out of business, but they hadn't killed them. That's old Horace Shepard, Jimmy Matthew, and all the old Godwin Davis.
They didn't go to jail?
Well, most of them, all of them went to jail. Most all of them went to jail, yeah. And some of them went to the penitentiary, and some of them, you know, waited out of it and all, but most all of them went to jail. But one man lived down the road, Mike McCann. I don't think he went to jail. And one black fellow lived right down there from third house from here. He's been to jail now. That's why I think he didn't go to jail.